defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets hailing the glorious song. Play it, sing.
Proper, come and say it. Nothing will stop it. Not coming. And this is how we're welcoming you to this evening's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra live presentation on this day, the 1st of July 2016. We are welcoming Eminem Biafrans from wherever you are listening, from all the four corners of this planet Earth, from east to west, from north to south, from the upland and from the river area of Biafra land. We are indeed wholeheartedly, collectively, individually worshiping you to this all-important issue on the program. We urge you to join hands together to make this program a worldwide one. We are still having some issues with the streaming side of things, packing up and other things. But we are not deterred. We are moving forward because God Almighty is in charge as always. We are going into the business of the day because it is a duty, not only for us to inform, not only for us to educate, but to also enlighten where necessary. It is a duty for us and an enormous responsibility on our shoulders to push to the frontiers of the international community and international system the plight of the Biafran people who have been singled out for total destruction and extermination, who have been on the edge, who indeed have remained the most single group of people on the planet Earth, whom genocide have been meted upon, whom crime against humanity have been meted upon, whose human rights have been trampled upon, whose freedoms have been curtailed with impunity by the murderous House of Fulani establishment. And I tell you what, nobody is giving a toss about it. The world is looking the other way, and it behoves on us this time around. It is our responsibility in the circumstance, therefore, to indeed take our future into our hands, to indeed take our messages to the frontiers of the international system, to the doorsteps of those that matter around the world. Not that they will do anything very special, but that we will have been, in the end, morally justified and legally justified in what we're doing. In the end, it is God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher of our lives, who has our future in His hands. And that is why we will also defer. That is why we will never forget to indeed invite Him. That is why we will, as always, submit ourselves, everything in our system, in our sinew, to Him, that He will come and take charge and control. That the event of this evening, that the discussions, that the rubbing minds together of this evening, that indeed this program will be a successful one, because while He is in charge, no other person, no other power on the planet Earth can intervene. And therefore, God Almighty, Chukwu Okike Abiama, He who sees in the secret and in the open, we ask You to, as always, come and take charge and control. We ask You to, as always, come and direct the affairs of this evening, that everything, every of our conduct, every of our thoughts, actions, and words will be geared towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Put words into our mouths that this message will go forth, not only to the rest of humanity, but that it will touch specific hearts and minds of men and women of goodwill who indeed are going to carry this message in turn and in a more practical sense deliver it well to where it matters. We ask You, God Almighty, to, as always, envelop our leader Nnamdi Kanu with our protection, with our presence. Go before him, go beside him, go behind him, and continue to incapacitate the enemies, continue to render them powerless. In turn, imbue our leader Nnamdi Kanu with our power, with wisdom, with courage, with every amount of determination and tenacity to continue to carry on. Set confusion into the camp of the enemy, wherever they are plotting, whether they are in Asorok, whether they are anywhere in Biafra land, whether they are outside the zoo called Nigeria, whether they are in the air, whether they are on the land or in the sea. Continue to pursue them, continue to indeed render them powerless. In the end, liberate the land of Biafra, emancipate the people of Biafra, that we will once again find our voices and that upon that our inheritance, the land of Biafra that was wrongly robbed us, we will stand to proclaim your name forever to the chagrin and to the acknowledgement of the rest of humanity. To this we say amen and amen. He say, my name is Uchenna Efo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. I am here to deputize for our leader Nnamdi Kanu. I am here to make sure that all his intentions, all his thoughts, all his plans are implemented according to how he wants it. Therefore, I enjoin you, eminent Biafrans, from wherever you are listening at this particular point in time, all friends of Biafra, to join hands together, to stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Because even as we speak at this particular point in time, he is still courageously, he is still determinedly confronting the enemies. In the midst of danger, he remains more than ever before courageous. His bravery knows no bounds. That is why the seat of power in Abuja, in Asorok, is panicking. That is why there is confusion everywhere. We continue to remind Muhammad Buhari and his murderous security agents that their fortune will never get better. The plight of the zoo called Nigeria will continue to increase until it collapses and dismembers. Simply because they are holding, they are spilling the blood of innocent Biafrans. They are wasting the lives of Biafran youths. And they do this with impunity and with some accomplices in the zoo called Nigeria, and with special reference to those who are serving the Nigerian Models Establishment in Biafraland. You have them in the modes of governors. You have them in the modes of other politicians. You have them in the modes of other ordinary saboteurs. Individuals who are hungry, who are looking for contracts. And when you think of contract, you think that it is a better contract. These contracts are the contracts they use to betray the interests of our people. You have them in the modes of those that call themselves elders. And we are asking the question today, and as always, why are you betraying the interests of our people? If you are an elder, what legacy have you left behind for posterity? Why are you indeed selling the collective interests of our people for your own selfish aim? It is our commitment, it is our responsibility here to indeed expose all those who are indeed constituting themselves as obstacles to Biafra Restoration Project. The Radio Biafra mission statement remains unchanged. If you are found wanting, if you come within the contemplation of the group of people described in that mission statement, we will not fail to put you where you belong. It doesn't matter whom you are. It doesn't matter whom we are, because we even criticize ourselves as well. In the end, it is geared towards making sure that we eliminate, with air of finality, sabotage and all manner of backstabbing and blackmailing. There will come, there will gather, because it is their right, but in the end, there will scatter. That is why we are calling you all genuine indigenous citizens of Biafra, all men and women of good conscience and of goodwill, all friends of Biafra, to remain more than ever before tenacious, to reapply yourselves to duty, because times are different. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on solar platforms, we are on FM relay stations across Biafraland. We are also on shortwave platform, and the platform and frequency remains 11700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11700 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are also on a technology called to listen. It's a mobile phone technology. You need mobile phone for this. You need credit in your mobile phone as well. You also have to dial a particular number for Biafraland, for United States of America and for United Kingdom. If you do so, you will surely be listening to this live broadcast. We continue to urge our people to download Radio Biafra and Biafra Television apps on their mobile devices, because from these apps, you will be able to avail yourselves of timely and relevant information regarding Biafra Restoration Project. We continue to urge our people to intensify their effort in the area of treating the atrocities being committed against our people by the Nigerian murderous establishment led by Muhammad Buhari to the frontiers of the international system. We must engage our local MPs, our political representatives in different countries, in our host countries. We must engage seats of government in our host countries. We must engage individuals, social crusaders, international human rights community. We must engage them individually and collectively. We must do something. And it has to be on an ongoing basis. We must not rest on our oars. We must consolidate on the gains so far. Because if we contemplate for one moment of abandoning this cause, then we would have been dead. All of us will perish. Because they have paid the ultimate price that may have our freedom, because our gallant heroes and heroines have indeed paid this ultimate price, we will not forget them. Their memories live. We will continue to pay homage to the memories of these gallant heroes and heroines of Biafra. They were slaughtered in cold blood. Their blood was spilled on the streets of northern Nigeria and on the streets of Biafra land recently. And you know what? He who shed blood must pay a price for it. All those who are collaborators in the maiming, in the destruction of the lives of Biafran youth, in the spilling of the blood of Biafran youth on Biafran soil, will pay a price for it, both spiritually and physically. We ask you, God Almighty, to accept the souls of these gallant heroes and heroines, that they will continue to rest in your bosom until we meet apart no more. To the families that are left behind, we urge you, God Almighty, we ask you, we implore you to indeed be their comforter, be their protection, go before them, go beside them, go behind them, and protect them as always, both spiritually and physically, from the snares of the evil one. Give us every enablement that we must remember our responsibilities to them. We must stand shoulder to shoulder to them, because their joy will be our joy, their sorrow will be our sorrow, their pains will be our pains. You are not alone. That is our commitment. We continue to urge all family members in Biafra land who have lost someone or who are still looking for somebody to come in contact, to keep in touch. Because times are different. Biafra land is under siege. The murderous Hausa Fulani terrorists in army and police uniform are everywhere in Biafra land. And you know what? Our politicians are doing nothing. Those who say that they are leaders of thought and community leaders and opinion molders are doing nothing about it. Politics of appeasement continues. Appeasement politics continues, and we are no longer comfortable with it. For how long are we going to make this concession for? Those who are making this concession for are not interested in your welfare. The House of Fulanis are out there to destroy, not to build. Muhammad Buhari has not come to build, he has come to destroy. As you can see, we are on the edge, and he's not giving it to us. Therefore, we must take our lives and our future into our hands. Times are different. What happened on 30th of May cannot be swept under the carpet, and we continue to encourage our people, especially eyewitnesses, to indeed make available all the information that they are privy to. Do not tell us anything that you are not sure of, because in the end it will be verified and the truth will come out. The number to call when our lines are opened is +447 405 964146. +447 405 964146. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6. The Skype ID, I repeat, remains Radio Biafra 6. When our lines are open, if you call any of these numbers or either of those channels, we will be able to take your call, and indeed the rest of humanity will be made to know that you are here. Once again, this is a live broadcast and this is a platform. You're welcome to this entrepreneurship on the program, where we go straight to the line to bring in our sister to do justice to the new segment of this program. And after that, we carry on with other important issues that we have to engage in this program. Can you hear me? Yes, just hold on 1 minute. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Biafrans are listening. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, great Biafrans, friends of Biafrans and lovers of freedom. Welcome to Radio Biafra News Hour. I'm Angelina Mambo, and it's Friday, the 1st of July, 2016. By the way, happy new month to you all. Let's take a look to today's various headlines. First headline comes from BBC News. Brexit: tensions emerge over UK-EU trade negotiations. UK and EU politicians have given very different accounts of how the UK's Brexit negotiations should proceed. The EU's Trade Commissioner, Cecilia Malmström, says the UK cannot begin negotiating trade terms with the bloc until after it has left. First you exit, then you negotiate, she says to BBC Newsnight. One of the candidates to be the next UK Prime Minister, Liam Fox, called Ms. Malmström's stance bizarre and stupid, saying the Brexit talks would include trade. But the BBC's Chris Morrison in Brussels says Ms. Malmström's view of two consecutive sets of negotiations appears technically correct. The Brexit talks will not start until a new Conservative leader is elected, who will replace David Cameron as Prime Minister by October 2016. Then it will be up to the new leader to decide when to trigger the EU's Article 50, the procedure for withdrawing from the EU. Basically, Article 50 sets a 2-year deadline for withdrawal from the EU. From Trent Online, Nigeria is a sick nation. Allow us to go peacefully, says Catholic Archbishop Obinna. Archbishop Obinna, the Roman Catholic Bishop of Owerri Archdiocese, in a recent interview, lent his voice to courageous Christian clergy, speaking against injustice and the deteriorating peace in Nigeria. In the explosive interview granted to the Sun, the outspoken Archbishop spoke on the renewed call for a free Republic of Biafra. As far as I'm concerned, all this unrest in the Niger Delta or in the Southeast and so on are an indication that Nigeria is a sick nation, the Archbishop said. Archbishop Obinna joined the Biafra Heroes Remembrance Day parade in Mboan, Onitsha on May 30, 2016. The day marked a devastating massacre of unarmed and peaceful Biafrans by the Nigerian soldiers. Many human rights activists accused the Nigerian army of burying their victims in mass graves in the Onitsha Army barracks. We have four interesting headlines from Daily Post Nigeria. First headline, we will rather die than allow Oga's inauguration as governor, said PDP. The Abia chapter of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, has declared that it will resist any attempt to to inaugurate Samson Ogah as the new governor of the state. "We are ready for them. We are ready to die," the party said, adding, "If they do it, then they are inviting anarchy and confusion in the state." The party made the resolution and declaration at the end of its emergency meeting in Umuahia on Thursday. The state chairman of the party, Johnson Onibo, accompanied by members of the executive committee, said the party got wind of a plan to flood the state with military personnel. He described the judgment of the Federal High Court Abuja, which ordered that Mr. Ogah be sworn in as a rape of democracy. The court, presided over by Justice Okon Abang on Tuesday, ordered Governor Kezie Azu to vacate office as governor over the case of tax evasion, and also ordered that Mr. Ogah, who came second in the PDP primaries, should be sworn in as the governor. Mr. Ogah was also issued the certificate of return by the Independent National Electoral Commission in Abuja yesterday. But from the Premier Times newspaper, we've learned that the absence of the Abia Chief Judge, Justice Teresa Uzoukwu, has stalled the expected inauguration of Samson Ogah as the new governor of the state. In other words, the inauguration could not take place because it was learned that the state chief judge, who was supposed to have performed the function, was nowhere to be found. In the meantime, Mr. Iazo has obtained an ex-party injunction issued by Justice Chibuzo Ahuchogo of the State High Court Osisioma, restraining the chief judge from swearing in Mr. Ogah. Second headline from Daily Post: there is a cabal in Buhari's government, said APC. The All Progressive Congress in Kwara State on Tuesday backed the claims by embattled Senate President Bukola Saraki that there is government within the government of President Muhammadu Buhari. The party made this known in a statement by its state publicity secretary, Alhaji Suleiman Buhari. Instead of embarking on a futile drive to denounce and dismiss the obvious, the APC in the state said it expected the presidency to embrace introspection and take right steps in the interest of the country. He also accused Adesina of trying to create discord between the president and the Senate leadership. Alhaji Suleiman Buhari said, and I quote, "The statement by Mr. Femi Adesina on behalf of Mr. President is not only unprecedented, it also failed to convincingly dismiss the widely held view of Nigerians that indeed there is a government within the government of Mr. President." Third headline from Daily Post: stop causing Nigerians more problems, engage in meaningful projects, Secondus charged Buhari. Former Acting Deputy National Chairman of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Prince Uche Secondus, has charged the federal government led by President Muhammadu Buhari to seek ways of addressing challenges facing the country instead of running after innocent people. He said rather than putting measures in place to address the major socio-economic issues weighing down Nigerians due to the confusion and lack of direction of the government in the last 1 year, the APC was rather busy creating more battlefronts and compounding the challenges of the country. Fourth headline from same Daily Post: we will rebuild Niger Delta, says Buhari. The Nigerian President Buhari says his administration would rebuild Nigeria, including the Niger Delta region. He therefore solicited patience and understanding from the citizenry. Buhari said, and I quote, "We intend to rebuild this country so that our children and grandchildren will have a good place they can call their own. A lot of damages have been done, so I want the people to be patient. We will utilize the resources of Nigeria with integrity and rebuild the country." But at the same time, Buhari still used the opportunity to reiterate his appeal to those who perpetrated violence to embrace peace and give government a chance. From NigerianNewsHeadlines.com, Dubai assets, Buhari's corruption war is a witch hunt and selective, says National Conscious Party. Federal government yesterday got more knocked over its decision to clear the Chief of Army Staff Buratai on his acquisition of properties in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The National Conscious Party, NCP, described the action of the President Buhari-led administration as a ridicule to his anti-corruption campaign. The party is of the idea that President Buhari's administration was not sincere about its so-called anti-corruption campaign. The National Conscious Party said, and I quote, "The allegation against Buratai is a grievous offense which the government should have used to serve as deterrent to other civil servants. Apart from the allegation, human rights abuse in Buratai's tenure is something that must be looked into. This government needs not to be prompt before it handcuffs Buratai. Buratai's clearance is a big shame and a dent on the war against corruption being fought by President Buhari. It also shows that the corruption war is a witch hunt and selective." The FOTA said Buratai should step aside to allow proper investigation into the allegation by the anti-graft agencies, ESCC. Our last headline today is from NigerianNewsHeadline.com. Buhari restructure Nigeria and stop fighting Niger Delta Avengers by force. They are not illiterate. Gani Adams drops bombshell. President Muhammadu Buhari has been urged to urgently take steps towards the restructuring of Nigeria as a way of finding a lasting solution to the problems of freedom fighters in the Niger Delta region and Biafra agitation in Biafraland. Given the advice in a chat on Wednesday, National Coordinator of the Oduwa People's Congress, OPC, Otumba Gani Adams, said the federal government will fail if it wants to suppress the agitation through the use of military operations. Mazi Ucheme, for kindly allow me to say something before signing off. There is a news that says a certain Corporal Hassan Aminu, who is a bodyguard to President Muhammadu Buhari, is a Boko Haram member in Asorok. I want to let the whole world to know that this incident has automatically confirmed what Radio Biafra believes and has been saying, e.g. that the Northern Islamic politicians sat down and carefully created Boko Haram as their militant tool for quick and possible spread of Islam to the hinter Biafra land. When our great and fearless leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, through Radio Biafra, told the world this undiluted truth, most Nigerian politicians who wanted to collect money from APC goofed about it while others took it as a mere propaganda. As time progressed, Boko Haram named the current most illiterate president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, as their spokesperson who could broker peace between them and the then Goodluck Jonathan administration. The same Boko Haram made several other revelations as to how they are financed, confirming that they are on the payroll to the entire Northern governor. This revelation once again throws light that the Islamic militants who are actually fighting to have full Islamic State are truly formed and sponsored by the Northern politicians in Nigeria, not just to scuttle Jonathan's regime, but to break away from Nigeria. As a matter of fact, Sharia is an entirely different sort of religious Islamic policy that is not parallel to democracy. Democracy does not thrive where Sharia exists. This means that having Sharia state amounts to secession. Events continue to unfold as evidences that Boko Haram was actually created by the Northern politicians, irrespective of their various attempts to deny it. Recently, right there in the zoo called Nigerian National Assembly, there was a fierce exchange of fists between two senators when a Northern senator and advocate of Boko Haram suggested to the lawmakers to give Sharia state to Boko Haram to enable them to stop their terrorism. Another senator of Igbo extraction in Biafraland replied in affirmative that Biafra will be given to his own people because it is older than Nigeria. From there, the drama ensued as the lawmakers became physically engaged in the feast of blows as they threw water cans and cell phones at themselves, rolling on the floor of the great House of Assembly like little kids. This event, which is a vivid picture of the reality on ground, was quickly swept under the carpet in the Nigerian manner. But the fact still remains that there are internal, ethnic, tribal, religious, and even political divisions in Nigeria that can only be cured when the northern Islamic politicians will be bold to swallow their pride and accept the peaceful disintegration of the colossal entity of failure called Nigeria, instead of allowing it to degenerate to the level of Southern and Northern Sudan. The Northern politicians in Nigeria, having created Boko Haram, have thus concluded their plans to opt out of Nigeria and should not stigmatize those who have made the same decision like we Biafrans. It amounts to injustice. That corporal, Hassan Aminu, who is an official bodyguard to Muhammadu Buhari, the current president of Nigeria, and is linked to Boko Haram, is not neither news nor new thing, because he is simply guiding his master, Buhari, who has recruited him into militancy. As far as I'm concerned, Buhari is Boko Haram, and Boko Haram is Buhari. Both are one and the same. I'm now returning the line to you for the news analysis. I will be back tomorrow evening. Thank you so much and remain blessed. I'm signing off from here.
Thank you very much. May God bless you, bless your family and family of IBM where you are. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. Of course, we are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. We'll be back in a minute. Of course, we are having some information here that our satellite platforms are down and FM relay stations are not functioning at efficiency, and we are going to look into what the issues are. From here, everything is okay, but we will want to check the satellite platform to make sure that everything is going according. This is your platform, and we urge you to give us on the spot account of what is happening with respect to whether you are receiving Radio Biafra Live presentation at the particular point in time or not. Very important, especially those in Biafra Land.
for Biafra freedom. That shows me that my mother need nothing from me but Biafra freedom. You saying that something that Ojukwu did not achieve, how can we achieve it? It mean nothing to me. Ojukwu did not achieve it, but we, the members of IPOB, we are going to achieve Biafra freedom. Nothing can stop it. What you think about Biafra mean nothing to me, but what matters to me is what I think about Biafra. You go and tell your crew that Biafra is here, that I, Prof. Akoma, said it. Nothing will stop it. Not coming.
No retreat. No surrender. My people have died enough. It's a revolution.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are having a barrage of complaints that our FM radio stations across Biafra land are not functioning as well as our satellite platforms. We are trying to do what we can in that regard, and we urge you to exercise patience. I am going to the Biafra land right now. I'm joined by Mbamo Nyuku, and we will indeed going to bring him in to hear what he has to say. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. And good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
From here, thank you very much, sir. From here in Mugwata, the capital city of the area that the monster and axe genocide Yakubu go on, you know, forcefully carved out of the nation of Biafra, you know, the other time, which of course is part of Biafra land, and that is one of the strongholds of the nation of Biafra, River State. I say good evening to all of you. My name is Mbama Onyuku. I am a native of Ndash, in a Che local government area of River State, Biafra land. And I am, of course, grateful to be part of the program this evening. First of all, let me say that there are some certain things that we have been saying on this platform, that we have been pointing out on this platform. And I'm sure that some people, especially those who come from the Zulu called Nigeria, and even some of our people, our fellow Biafrans, you know, might be wondering if these things are totally, you know, the way we say them. But I can confirm, you know, any doubting stomachs out there tonight that we are always sure of what we say. We are 100% in control of what we say and in control of our facts. And these facts are beginning to manifest themselves. You know, in recent times, they have manifested themselves in the public domain. And if you remember, we have always pointed out that Muhammadu Buhari, the pedophile and terrorist, was never qualified to run for the presidency of the Zulu called Nigeria, because he never had, and he still does not have, the basic academic requirement, the minimum academic requirement as prescribed by the constitution of the Zulu called Nigeria, you know, for whoever wants to vie for the office of the president of the Zulu called Nigeria. Muhammadu Buhari did not sit for the West African examination in 1961, as he claimed. And our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, pointed this out on this platform, and we have always pointed that out. Initially, it sounded like an outrageous claim. But right now, before you all, you know, an eminent lawyer took this man, Muhammadu Buhari, to court for not possessing that white certificate. And the judge, of course, did rule that there was merit in that case and it was going to be hard based on its merit. And, of course, we all know how Muhammadu Buhari assembled, you know, a barrage of lawyers, some of them sons, you know, just for being asked to present his white certificate. What is happening right now is that they have barrister Nnamdi Mokota Ahaiwe. They have threatened his life. They have threatened the lives of his family members. And they have pressured him, you know, because of fear for his own life. He has now withdrawn the suit that he filed, you know, in the court, challenging, asking, of course, Muhammadu Buhari to show that he has a West African WAEC certificate. But we are saying that what you have seen right now has proven, has vindicated us on this platform. We always say that Muhammadu Buhari does not have his WAEC certificate, and he used a false statement of result to get to where he is today. That has been proven, because instead of presenting his WAEC certificate, he has used the shortcut. He has used intimidation. He has used threats. He has used bribery. And he has used corruption. And, of course, the suppression of dissent to stay, to remain where he is, and to avoid presenting his WAEC certificate. Another thing that we have always pointed out, if you remember, some couple of minutes ago, I called Muhammadu Buhari terrorist and pedophile. Again, the fact that Muhammadu Buhari is a terrorist has also been proven. And that is, you know, by the fact that Muhammadu Buhari's own private bodyguard has been discovered, not by the House of Fulani people who surround Muhammadu Buhari, but by the public, by the other faction in the Boko Haram franchise, in the Boko Haram terrorist organization, that indeed Muhammadu Buhari's private bodyguard is a staunch and eminent member of the Boko Haram terrorist organization, who, of course, is close to Abubakar Shekau himself. And some people have been saying that Boko Haram infiltrated Muhammadu Buhari's security. That is not correct. Muhammadu Buhari created the Boko Haram terrorist organization, and he funded them. The Boko Haram terrorist organization is Muhammadu Buhari's tech project. It's just the way some people have their own non-governmental organizations and all of that. That is Muhammadu Buhari's pet project, the Boko Haram terrorist organization. And he was fully aware of the link of Hassan Aminu, this Boko Haram terrorist, who is Muhammadu Buhari. Buhari was aware that this man was, you know, one of the leaders of the Boko Haram terrorist organization before he brought him to be the closest human being to him in terms of his security and in terms of his own safety. And how was this man pointed out? The other disgruntled Boko Haram members those, you know, whom Muhammadu Buhari does not have. They are the ones who pointed this man out and know the fact in their comrades that they have planned attacks together, that they have massacred people together, that they have committed heinous and atrocious and terrorist crimes together. And because of the fact that these other terrorists were not carried along, they blew the lead. And that is why Hassan Amini has now been found out to be indeed the Boko Haram terrorist. But in the same vein, you know, Muhammadu Buhari's right-hand man, in fact, his own private bodyguard. So now, when we say that Muhammadu Buhari is a terrorist and that he is a terrorist supporter, nobody should doubt us any further, because you have seen it, that Atorok, as we speak tonight, has been surrounded with Boko Haram, and that is the way, that is just the fact. And we are also going to tell you that in no long time, the father Muhammadu Buhari is a pedophile, is going to be proven. Someday, it will be proven. All the things that we have said about Muhammadu Buhari and his family, Aisha, her involvement in the Halliburton scandal, and the way her account was used to transfer bribe money, the way she received her own court, and in fact, the way she can no longer, she cannot, in her own life right now, travel to the U.S. It is on record that, you know, we know what we're saying here, we know what we're doing on this platform, and that we are not, you know, out, you know, to deceive anyone or to dish out pieces of propaganda. We are not the Nigerian government. This is a platform that belongs to Chukwu Ifeazuma himself, where we speak nothing but the truth, and where we call white black black. And of course, our leader has enjoined us, has directed us, and has always said, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. And having said that, let me quickly take your attention to, you know, the fragile, you know, for 2016, as we leave by the organization known as Fund for Peace, which, of course, is a Washington, D.C., U.S.-based organization. And let me start that the Fragile States Index was before now the Failed States Index. The Failed States Index. And I suppose that they changed it to Fragile States Index in order to sound a little bit more diplomatic. But what we are talking about, what this document is looking at, is the South States Index and how, you know, states have failed to fail. And here, of course, let me tell you that out of about 200 countries that were sampled, that were considered, Nigeria is 13th on the failed list. Of course, the way they structured it, the country that comes number one is the one that has failed or that is most likely to fail if it hasn't failed. Therefore, the hierarchy, the numbering, the listing here is that number one is the worst and number two is better than number one, number three is better than number two. That's the way it is. And the country at the bottom, the one that is last on the list, is the one that is you know, are the best of all of them. So now, let me quickly point out that there are some thresholds, some parameters that these are Fund for Peace used to likelihood and the possibility of a country failing. And what they have here is refugees and internally displaced people. They have demographic pressure, group grievance, human flight, uneven economic development, economic decline, legitimacy, public services, human rights and rule of law, security apparatus, factionalized elites, and external intervention. And here now, they made it over 10. And if a country here scores 10 over 10, that means that the country is absolutely and irredeemably a failed state. It means that the country is an absolute and an irredeemably failed state. So if you see a country that has caught 10 over 10 or 9 over 10, It doesn't mean that the country has done well. It means that the country has performed woefully. And therefore, I am going to have converted these percentages, Nigeria's cause, I've converted it to percentage over 100 so that it could become clearer to us. And like I said, of uneven economic development, for instance, in which Nigeria has caused 88%. It does not mean that Nigeria has done well. It means that Nigeria is very, very close, to scoring 100% on uneven economic development. And let me start from there. What that means, uneven economic development, is what you have seen in the lopsided that the pedophile and terrorist who is in charge of the zoo called Nigeria has made. The way House of Fulani people have all the top jobs, all the juiciest posts here in the zoo called Nigeria, the way, everything has been skewed against the Biafran people. That is what this document is talking about by mentioning uneven economic development. And what is happening, what it's saying is that Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, scored 88% in terms of uneven economic development. And then in terms of the absence and rule of law, that is, in terms of the abuse and disregard of human rights and abuse and disregard of rule of law, Nigeria scored 91%. In other words, Nigeria is very, very close to scoring 100% in the abuse of human rights, in the indiscriminate and unlawful shooting of unarmed innocent protesters, and in the inability of the pedophile and terrorist Muhammadu Buhari to obey simple court orders, and in the inability and refusal of Muhammadu Buhari to uphold and respect the principles of the separation of power, which, of course, are one of the hallmarks of any vibrant and viable democratic experiment. So, on account of that, Muhammadu Buhari and his zoo called Nigeria scored 91%, that is, on the negative side, on the negative scale. And talking about human flight, that is, those who have suffered, who can no longer tolerate the unbearable and unconducive and uncomfortable economic and security and political conditions in the zoo called Nigeria. And as a result of that, they are leaving the zoo called Nigeria. This report here is saying that 74%, the zoo caught 74% in terms of the human flight people. Some of them skilled professional doctors and lawyers and nurses, and of course, teachers of high repute, those who are living, professors, that there is 75% of these are human flight. And then in terms of group grievance, like the people of Ghana who are being subjugated, who are being exterminated, whose rights are being undermined and abused. And of course, in terms of the other people who want their own self-determination, who want to remain alone, who do not want to have anything to be involved with in the zoo called Nigeria, group grievance in the zoo called Nigeria is 94%. And that is quite alarming. This tells you is that Nigeria, as a geographic, is on the brink of disintegration. It is on the brink of disintegration. That is what this particular parameter on which Nigeria has scored 94%, that is what it means. The group grievance in Nigeria is 94%. And what it tells you is that people want out. The Boko Haram terrorist organization, those that Muhammadu Buhari controls, they want an Islamic state. They want a Sharia state. And that is, an example of the grievance of the group called the Boko Haram terrorist organization. And of course, if you go to the Middle Belt, there are people who want their own nation, their own separate country. And even the Shia, they have not been treated fairly. They want their own you know, rights and freedom to practice their religion the way it suits them. And of course, we, the indigenous people of Biafra, who were forcefully, you know, brought into the zoo called Nigeria without our rights, without our agreement, we, of course, are agitating, are, you know, working assiduously hard to be free and to restore our nation, Biafra. And that is why this 94% that you see here in front of the group grievance is telling that Nigeria has only 6% before she reaches total disintegration, total dismemberment, before she sinks into the abyss of existential oblivion. That is what this part tells you. And then you look at these and the IDPs, you know, the percentage of people who have been displaced in the zoo called Nigeria, in terms of the frequency of these, is 77%. And now, let me conclude by saying that the zoo called Nigeria has done woefully bad on all accounts. Every single index here shows that the zoo called Nigeria is a failed state. Now, I want to remind us that we have often called Nigeria a failed state, a rogue state. Some people think that that is another sort of you know, statement that we are just making. But you have seen this report from a renowned and distinguished organization that has presence in every country of this world and in every part of the country of this world. They have done an independent research. They have carried out an independent research, and they have just corroborated what we have often said, that Nigeria is a failed state. Nigeria has just caught, you know, 13 out of countries that were sampled. And you must wish to understand that when this report was released last year, Nigeria scored 14. And this report is with respect to January to December 31st, 2015. And of course, more than half of the time in that last year, Muhammadu Buhari was in charge when everything deteriorated. That was when everything collapsed, when Muhammadu Buhari took over, even though some of them started happening earlier. But I must tell you that right now, you know, when these, you know, index, this failed state index or report analysis is done for 2016, I have no doubt in my mind that Nigeria will be competing with Somalia and South Sudan for the number one and number two positions, respectively. And we want our people to know that, you know, there is no way that anything can be revised here. Nigeria is a doomed state. Nigeria is a failed state. And Nigeria can only move from bad. We keep saying this. And you can see, look at the countries that have been grouped together with Nigeria. You have Afghanistan, you have Iraq, you have Pakistan. And let me even tell you that Pakistan and Zimbabwe and Burundi have done much better than Nigeria, because their own ranking is much better than that of Nigeria. And the other countries that will surprise you that have done much, much better than Nigeria is North Korea. North Korea and Libya. You know, the kind of turmoil, the kind of political uncertainty that right now pervades the Libyan. In spite of that, Libya is doing much better, has done better than Nigeria here, even Niger, even Eritrea. So what this report is telling you that is that if you live in Libya today, if you live in North Korea today, if you live in Pakistan today, you will be much better. You'll be better off than people who are living in the zoo called Nigeria. Then I want to hereby enjoin our people to take this report seriously and to act on it. If you have been, you know, having a double mind of this movement, this August movement to restore our nation, Biafra, these reports and other things that you have seen for yourself should open your eyes, should make you know that indeed you have no future in the zoo called Nigeria, that indeed your salvation lies in the restoration of the nation of Biafra, that indeed Nigeria is never going to get better and that things will only get worse for Nigeria. And finally, let me say that the other day, that was just yesterday, and I saw the claims that the zoo called Nigeria made with respect to having attracted some foreign investment. who even say that they secured some, you know, billions of dollars of investment or deal from China. But a report, a very independent and reliable report by an economic and security firm based in the United States of America made nonsense of that claim. They said that whatever Nigeria, you know, might have secured from China or anywhere has been much, much exaggerated. That, you know, what the deal is worth is not even up to 10% of what the Zulu government has claimed that it is. And that, on the other hand, the deal that the Zulu Nigeria claimed that she has secured is even non-existent, and that what the country called Nigeria is trying to do is to shore up investors' confidence and to use these purported deal with China, with some other countries, to ensnare, you know, unsuspecting investors who will now come to the zoo and, you know, make the unwise decision to invest in the zoo called Nigeria, and then their money and their investment will be trapped and will just go down. And they pointed out that the fact that, you know, the investors in Nigeria are even fleeing from the hostile and unfavorable policies of the government of the zoo called Nigeria. And from the fact that, you know, there is a dearth, there is an absence of basic infrastructure and key social amenities, such as motorable roads and stable electricity and some other things that can guarantee people's investments and make the investment climate clement, you know, conducive for investors. So that report by that economic analyzing firm did make nonsense, did, you know, confirm the fact that Nigeria remains unconducive for any kind of foreign or even local investment, and that Nigeria remains a country that is not ready, that does not have the infrastructure, does not have, you know, the kind of policies that can sustain or prosper or even local investment. The best thing for investors to do is to take their investment to other countries that are ready to do business, because even what remained of the investors in the zoo called Nigeria, you know, that is why it's a massive loss of jobs. Even the banks here in the zoo called Nigeria are massively retrenching their own workers. They don't even have money to give out. They can't even pay salaries. And banks have become, you know, ghosts of their former selves. Nothing is working here in the zoo. And those foreign investors that Muhammadu Buhari is trying to hoodwink, is trying to deceive, they actually know better. And they know that the zoo called Nigeria for destruction, for doom, and that is why the zoo called Nigeria has run 13th on the Fund for Peace Failed States Index for 2016. So that is what we should, of course, not joke about, and we should, on account of that, do everything that we can to support and, you know, summon the courage to support and push forward these divine agitation for the restoration of our nation, Biafra. And I would like to thank all of you for this opportunity and for your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mba Monyuku, for that. And may God bless you and family of Happy be where you are. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are indeed battling with some statics here. We want confirmation of the fact that FM relay stations in Biafra land are up and running, or that they are not running. We want confirmation, very important. We'll be back in a minute.
My Nigeria. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Glory. Baba, Ekusiago, the President and the Chief Commander of the Universal Army. By your name, by your authority, by your word, I stand and I declare. Na chukwagagewe. Kahausa Fulani Atrocity Government. Incubentus. Submagus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Nambido. Olonye nyuni Hennessy ha. Olonye nyuni Hennessy ha na Nigeria. Opa. Lord Lugard in Kemba Britain. Nyuno na 1914. Kanesi na Nigeria. After 100 years. Anyway, permit me to begin from the beginning. My name is Evangelist Evidence Uwoma, the crooner of so many musical messages, including A Letter to Luther's Prayer Parliament for Revelational Generation, Prayer Parliament for Significant Season, and many more. My Papa people, grace has granted me access to peep into the divine diary of God, and God's newest agenda is Biafra. Listen to me. Whenever I am a microphone, I tell you, Mima, everyone, you are coming, Emma, because you are born. Ara, I got a bandana over there. The foolish majority in Nigeria need to understand that God did not need permission from any nation to do whatever He chooses to do to free a nation that He chooses to free. Listen to me, Omo Biafra. The Bible book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6 says, it's not by might, it is not by strength. If Ritual Republic of Nigeria did not repent and have the understanding that war is a wasteful work, then military na for Monique is on a go. Makana Meburu, Adi Atura Chacha, Marana, Okadi Ato, Ihonya Mwanya. But Hausa Fulani, devil's democratic government in Nigeria, believes that Memiliki Yafi Mekudi means that he who has power is greater than he who has money. Ndarwala. But Hausa Ndiotoro, na Hausa Ndigiri, for God, the same Hausa proverbs that says, Akwe Gerinisa, Akwe Kuma Gerinisa Agabanta, means that no matter how far is a city, there is another city that is far than it. Hausa Fulani Atrocity Government in Nigeria are pursuing money, while Biafran Godly Government are pursuing what money pursues. Because we have the understanding that the teeth is a gateway to tongue. Therefore, it is a revelational time to tell the Hausa Fulanis that he don't take Wenyash day back. Makanesio Kubundo. Of a truth, it don't take Omo Biafra, Reverend Kitamunam, Nakandi Hausa, Na Yoruba, Na Hawan Nigeria, Ritual Republic of Nigeria, Emelumibo, Ewudin de Mampia or Uncle Chai, Omuibo, Webuzeru Dele, Inkeporese, Mongwege Baba, Ohanes and Dibo, the only organization umbrella, Ejiwemara Omuibo. Zikam Gwere, Nkejure Baje, Tofia, our Safulanis, when I was simple to remove G from God, Kobulze Odd, Chukwagagewe, can this wickedness and enormity prevail in the land? Naha Chukwoki Kabioma.
Biafra for the Manwa, Manwa, Toto, Biafra with the Ribosoto, my Nigeria, Buramuna.
Hausa Fulani has turned Nigeria to devil's crime constituency and the capital of corruption. But I can assure you, with double assurance, that the President and the Chief Commander of the Universal Army, our Savior Lord Jesus Christ, will soon put a stop to this wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Oh, you're listening to me and listening very well, because I'm a hero of history. In 1914, Lord Lugard in Kemba Britain, Merano Kanketangano start via Nigeria. We Oko Ado Nadukono, we Boyaji Ojiba Kiki in Kebu propaganda, we Keko Awosa, Igbo, na Yerubono, Nobaji Britain, in Kakura, Nigeria, in the year 1914. In the year 1914, Kalo Lugard, Menafono, Kamambia Fabo, and drove into Nigeria with a British brand and introduced his propaganda poison known as amalgamation. And since 1914 till today, Lord Lugard demonic decision against anointed Biafrans has claimed more than 2 million lives. Hey! Ah! Hey! And if you ask any sincere citizen about this country called Nigeria, the person will simply tell you that Nigeria was formed in a faulty foundation and has a boundary with a hellfire. Honorable Mankahama, that was why Abdul Karim, Hausa Muslim hip hop singer, made the greatest hit with a song titled Nigerian Jaga Jaga, Nigerian Skata Skata, during Obasanjo PDP led government in Nigeria. At the middle of the 80s, when Nigeria was still at the cradle corruption stage, Prophet Sonny Okosie of blessed memory sang a hit song titled Which Way Nigeria? Which Way APC? Which Way PDP? Where are we going, Buhari? Ebe Kainaga? Ebe? People are dying, though. They are dying every day, like a fowl, like a mosquito. Are you not seeing it? Are you not hearing about it? And let me tell you, Mr. President, if the economy continues to drive like this, very, very soon, Nigerian parents with 5 children will sell 3 of their children to feed 2. Aro. And also, another Ariaria popular singer, Pastor Okwe, pictured Nigeria's future from afar. And he came up with a hit song in the middle of the 80s titled Ihe Mebiwo. Ihe Mebiwo na ala Nigeria. Lepe kamoke kwakoko nazo. Nekwe kaman bima ogoda. Nekwe kanna na alumwaya ni ihe agoro na oko. Yes! Are we talking of African China hit song of yesterday titled Mr. President? Food no day, water no day. Ah, China wa Biafra, you really tried. But let me complete it. Today, vision no day. Today, hope no day. Today, fuel no day. Transport na wahala. Today, cloth no day. Nde mmadu bazi otona aganoso. That is new Nigeria. All these facts and figures are the ingredients that made this musical message titled Bible is the bridge to Biafra interesting globally. Makano Wanide, all the satellites of every nation focus on Nigeria, the capital of corruption. Nigeria Bobodo Geju Putara, Nane Elijah Love, and I lost to Anya. Ndafon Sabu, you will be a big man today and poor man tomorrow. In fact, no matter how much you have in Nigeria, just be expecting poverty to knock at your door at any given point. Because Nigeria has no direction, no focus. And Nigeria is a crisis career country. That was why Nigeria is known as condolence country. Nigeria as a country is full of corrupt and cosmetic citizens. And any embassy...
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. I've been trying to make sure that everything is up and running. Some people are reporting that the FM radio stations are making noise and things like that. But we are going to continue. I have not much to say today. Mbamu Nyuku and indeed our sister who read the news have done much. Of explaining in more important aspect of the news. But if there is any need for me to comment on some issues, I will. Otherwise, I think the most important thing here is to begin to take calls. And we will do that in the next couple of minutes.
Skated, Hausa Fulanis forgot that if it is not scripture, it must be sickness. And if it is not Bible, it must be burial. Na so.
Chukwaga ekwe. Mamuro kwe siribu soja.
Nigerian atrocity government. I can't see Gaba Hanono. Mahachoria Mahachoria. Ritual Republic of Nigeria stealing and starving government. I'm not ashamed to employ drivers without driver's license. Hey, and the all repented Hausa Fulani genocide government in Nigeria. Till today, I still use it. Scratch my back and I scratch your back constitution.
Number to call is plus 447-405-9614 plus 447-405-9614. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6. Of course, Muhammad Buhari today is not talking much, because when we tell you that these people are not there to fight Boko Haram, I don't know why the static is here. Boko Haram terrorists are brothers, they are cousins, they are nephews of the House of Fulani politicians who indeed are sponsoring them. Muhammad Buhari is in the know of what is happening, and as a matter of fact, he cajoled the international community. He indeed made them to understand that he was going to fight Boko Haram terrorists. But in the end, what they finally did was to get every amount of aid that they could get every amount of weapon that they could get, and they finally settled Boko Haram terrorists. They relocated them, they put them into different occupation. Some of them were absorbed into Nigerian army. Some of them, you know, went into famine, and the popular destination remains cattle rally. In the past few months, you have seen what has happened. They invaded communities, including Biafran communities, and more importantly, with respect to the Nimbo community, they unleashed mayhem on our people. They slaughtered human beings like animals, and indeed, nobody was able to say anything. Nobody from Biafraland was able to put up any opposition against these people. But the Northern House of Fulani governors, 19 of them, came out to defending the Fulanis. And indeed, regarding their being called terrorists as an insult, they knew that they were wrong. They knew that they were lying to themselves, but they did it with impunity. That is a stark difference when compared to the hapless politicians and governors in the old same region of the Zoo called Nigeria, otherwise known as Biafra. They are indeed people who have lacked honor. They are out there to look for their own selfish interests, to make sure that their interests are served, to make sure that their families are kept well kept or taken care of, to make sure that their cronies, their associates, are indeed in good condition. Otherwise, they do not think for you, they do not think for me. That is why we must, on this platform, continue to propagate a holistic approach to this Biafra Restoration Project, in the sense that everybody must be carried along and that we stand for justice at all times. Muhammad Buhari succeeded in relocating Boko Haram terrorists. Rather than fighting them, he indeed absorbed them, reabsorbed them into Nigerian army. And guess what? What he used the weapon that they gave him to do was to wage war on Biafraland. As we speak, Biafraland is under siege. There are caches of weapons from one place to the other. And the worst aspect of it is that the governors of the Eastern region are in the know of all these things, and they're not doing anything. Some elders, in quotes, people who call themselves elders in Biafra, know about all these things, but they don't want to say anything. Muhammad Buhari, the arch supporter of terrorism, is at it again. He has come with every amount of vindictiveness to silence with air of finality his enemies. Top on the list of his enemies are Biafrans. That explains to you the mindset of the man who called himself the president of the Zoo called Nigeria, a Democrat. a hypocritical Democrat, a dictator in civilian uniform, who has killed, maimed, destroyed, his hands are soiled in blood of innocent Biafrans. He presided over the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran population in 1960s. Till date, he is not yet satisfied. He has come back to make sure that the final push for the destruction of Biafra and her people are indeed put in the front burner. And Westerners, are we going to allow that to happen? For us on this platform, it is a no-no. Therefore, we must take our future into our hands, because nobody owns this life and we can only die once. This is a live broadcast and we are welcoming once again Muhammad Buhari in his midst. Also employed Boko Haram terrorists as part of presidential guard. And heaven knows what that story is all about. A lot of things are yet to be unfolded. Muhammad Buhari is not talking. How can a whole intelligence agency of the Zuko Nigeria, after screening, still allow terrorists to get to Muhammad Buhari? I'm just asking the question from an objective perspective. But of course, if you begin to, you know, tell you what we know about Muhammad Buhari, who supports terrorism, he is not sincere to himself. He's fighting corruption, but he is indeed corruption personified himself. He said that he is an anti-corruption czar, but he is as corrupt as any other person he is prosecuting. Inside his household, there is corruption. Everywhere he is, there is corruption. He even forged his statement of results in order to circumvent the electoral process. He has been taken to court and he intimidated the person that took him to court. He also cajoled and blackmailed the court system. And today, that case is struck out. But he is also, to the contrary and to the chagrin of everyone, championing the prosecution of the Senate President and Deputy Senate President of the Zuko Nigeria. Meanwhile, he doesn't want to present his certificate. He rather fought those who are indeed asking him to present his certificate or at least authentic statement of result for his former school. The Zuko Nigeria is under a dictator, an unrepentant dictator who has come to destroy and not to build. Can you hear me? This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Rachel, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, all over the world. And your sister, Okafor Chinedu. Yeah. So I just want to talk to you, because I don't have much to say. Not get plenty things on my mind where I want to talk. I'll wait till I see where I want you. But I just want to tell us all, dear friends all over the world, and lovers of freedom, what I want to tell all of us this night is that let us still keep our Biafra struggle alive, no matter what thing they happen, no matter anyhow where devil won't put hands for us, anyhow, any level where devil won't threat reach, they could just be what strong. As long as say our direct under the canon, no leave us, the time where we think say go leave us, if he did the background, if he did strong. If you get sick, if you happy for waiting you, they do. So what I want you to us this night is say, no matter what thing don't happen for the past, no matter who they wrong or who they right, one just tell all of us, Our director, they tell us, we say, the worst part of a man, they say the time where the man go fall, he won't go stand up. Now that one I the worst. But all those people say they sabotage us. I don't say, even if for people where they call themselves born again, they see they fall. And as they fall, please, they will still get up. That is the best. But the worst part of it, they say, if you fall, no go feel stand up again. You go dead, and that one I was past. So I just, they tell all of us, say, even if you don't there for this struggle, they fight, and something can't hit you your leg, you come for. And they beg on a man, not just there for that ground like that. But I still get up, start from one and four. From begin the work, they go front again. So, let me want to talk again, they say, they talk, say, Niger Delta militants, say they attack Oshun and Kunujo, what? So, I want to tell our people to say it's a lie. Look, the Niger Delta militants, they attack that. And I do that too, for that side. The people who do it are Boko Haram. Now, Boko Haram, I do the attack for those side. And also to, for the Yanoba side also, because I did that side. The idea has been seen happen. Not the Niger Delta militants. Now, the Jew Boko Haram, where Buhari saying, may they go name Niger Delta a terrorist. But God don't catch them. God don't hold them for God, because if you put head here, God will be blocked. If you put head here, God will be ruler. But you know, you don't know what you're going to use again. You don't know what you want to do. Now, you come to say, go fight all the no illegal broadcasters or illegal news or newscasters and their broadcast. And I'm radio deaf and I don't point out again. Make you know what, which the lion, which I won't tell them. Let just the mind itself. You know. Let you know the level of thing they need, because I think then I know they're alive at all. Since then now, I know that at all. So, which I won't tell them, of course, no, just the level. Next year, no catch us. Especially my people, Fanagan, and the people, my brothers and my sister, where they father. As soon as they hear my voice now, I know when I pain. I know I should, as when I body shake, and as when I blood, they hurt. But brush, cease. I don't know, keep the fire burning. No matter anything what they do, no matter how they kill us, no matter how they intimidate us, no, we will fall back. Our people, they talk to Eganilu Bundu, Ego Papa Zobrion, and they talk to my brothers and my sisters, Redo Faba, and also in Anambra. No, keep on keeping on. No, start between what they do things. As we've done the endurance things. You know, say, if great one, as if things, if better thing won't happen, then we will put something, some obstacles, maybe between the door our mind. I can make everybody wake up. Make that blood, make that fire burn in us. The fire where we carry come out for this struggle, for the restoration of our sovereign state of the Biafra. Make that fire, make each and every one of us, mainly the hardcore Biafra. Make that fire burn in us. Make that fire melt the blood. What we say, don't kick our veins. Make we get up. Make we get up. Fight for our freedom. No, no, look at the other side of it. At the time, Bible talks say, if you cultivate, finish, chaff go there, corn go there. But at the time of harvest, you will see come much the one where you say, you know, food. And basically, your harvest will enter your house. So I want to make all of us get up, stand again. Let us tell them that, you know, whatever they will do to us, they will never succeed. That we are still the real Biafran. The real hardcore Biafran, that is what I mean. The real people. It is right time for us to do what? To show the world the love which our director taught each and every one of us. The strength, the wisdom, and the grace which Chukwu Okikaradiama have given to we Biafrans. Because the Hausa and Yoruba don't have the grace of Chukwu Okikaradiama. But Chukwu Okikaradiama, being that we are his children and his own generation, he gave it to us free of charge. Let us use those things, those instruments, and fight these people. If we go back right now, who will come and do it for us? nobody. And they will carry on. Just know that sabotage will still be ahead of us. Let us come out, please. I am still begging each and every one of us. I know that our heart is troubled and our heart is very sad. And our heart is very heavy, as I am. You know, since it has been some weeks now, I haven't spoken. You know, I don't want to call. But, you know, I don't know the face and the mind that I used to come out here and speak to my people. But I have seen if I keep quiet, that means our dreams will be falling inside the wall. So I don't want make to allow this our dream. All the things that we don't pass for the past year, for the past month, and all our people who don't lose their lives, those that, you know, that can't do anything, those that were shot, those that cannot walk, those that are still in the hospital, let us not let them down. I am talking to my people from Ugocha, Aba, and also in Anambra State. Please, I am begging, let us not go back. It is now that we know the people that will have faith that Biafra will shame this year, that Biafra flag will go up, that we will do more, that the real people now will do more. Not our director, the young say, even if only 100 people now they see, we stand in truth. Where they whiter than white and whiter than snow. Say Biafra must come. Even if not 10. Even if not 10. Now we there, when they talk through for this Biafra, our restoration, like the restoration of our sovereign state of Biafra. Even if not 10 a day, we will still make things they happen. So I urge each and every one of us, be resolute. Don't go back. Waiting happen on 30th of May supposed to give us strength to fight ahead and to forge ahead. The strength to stand. The strength to defend ourselves. The strength as in to defend our sovereign state of Biafra. The strength to carry on this struggle. The strength, because what is in us is what is powering our director inside that zoo prison. It's what we do that make him fresh and look great every time he comes out. It's how we generate the love which he created in us that make him always happy and feel as in relaxed wherever he is inside that place. So let us not let our director down because he has suffered, he has given up everything. It is left for us to continue from where he stopped. If we go back right now, we will disappoint him and we will fail him. And it will not be very, it will not be okay at all. So that is all I have to tell to my people and also to all my brothers and my sisters that are still in the hospital. I believe that in no time ahead, all of us will feel, you guys will come out from that place. And also to those that lost their son, their daughter, their brothers, and their sisters. I say, may you to carry on. Give you people the heart and the strength to get the load. So far, I don't have much to say today. And I have to drop the phone for another person to carry on. Thank you, Sao Chirifande. Thank you, my brothers and my sisters in Biafra land. I still say bravo to Abia State, to Ugocha, and to my state, Anambra. Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. This is Studio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge.
No! One more question. Marriage, is it by force?
No!
Listen to me. Moses was a man of God and anointed freedom fighter. Joshua was a man of God and also a freedom fighter. Solomon was a king and also a preacher. Likewise, King David, Prophet Jeremiah as well. And I see Biafrans gathering to pray with Psalm 68 verse 1 saying, oh God, arise and let your enemies scatter. And Nigerian economy.
Call on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Simon Patrick Okunaje. So I'm crossing that street to Abuja, Iyala. Yes, I'm calling from Abuja to Kurushi, by the line.
Right, thank you very much.
I told you many times that I want to talk to you off air, and you don't know why I'm calling you. You don't even pick my phone when I called you. And you don't know why I called you. I told you several times.
Is it your contribution on this program?
No, I'm telling you before I will start anything. You understand? That is why I said let me call you now first. So thank you for the good work that you have been doing. I appreciate it.
Right, thank you very much.
I appreciate your work. The people of Kabia are strengthening you, guide you, protect you, and help each and every one of the people in the whole wide world. And also, the God bless us and the government and the panel, and the God continue to strengthen him until the day we will see him and we will rejoice together. Which of my four, there's the information I want to tell my people, the whole Biafran world to hear. Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Can you hear? The Zoo, one of the Zoo government worker I heard from him, he was telling me that the pipe, those pipes that the Avengers have cut off, that they are prepared, then now they have bought another pipe, so they are testing the pipe now so that they will use to go and feed this gap back. So the vendors then should be alert. If they see anybody that is trying to repair any pipe in the sea or in the creek, they should wipe that person out. So that is the information on ground now. So the new president now, they are planning to go and repair all the pipe, so that they can draw the oil well to their place. So that is what is on ground now. If you remember, I want to talk to you tomorrow. If you can call me. If you don't, maybe you will forget. Me, I will call you. Give me time that I will use and call you. I want to talk to you personally tomorrow. So I'm
right. No problem. Let's, or maybe after the program, if you choose, that's fine. Yes, I'm saying maybe after the program.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. The caller on Skype can hear me. They are not talking. Let's go back to the phone. We are not very much sure of what is happening to our solar platform. It is not sabotage. It is nothing else. It is not Muhammad Buhari. But we are indeed very concerned, and we are working tirelessly hard to make sure that everything is okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Mr. Khaled, coming from Igbocha.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the efforts for the Biafran people. We are sure concerned about our problem. Bless you. I have something to contribute for our struggle. Sometimes some people who come to us, stop disturbing you, wanting or just complaining to each other. Please, my people, you people should understand that each other is one person. We should assist that man. The man has suffered for us. Not everything that comes to us starts complaining this and that. It's only one man, day and night. So my contribution goes like this. Since they have got our character, they will come to protest, they shoot us. I would likely make a movement. Make we have some days by end of the month, we cannot agitate not to go out to show solidarity to our brothers of America, which is in prison now. Every month end, we can bring, if it is Saturday or Friday, we give them honor. Close all our shops. None of our movement should be there on until they close. All of us will remain in our house. We show solidarity to our people. So the Zoo country will not shoot us again. That is my contribution this night. Thank you, my good director. Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra. Thank you very much. God bless. Thank you. Caller on Skype can hear me.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
can hear you. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ms. Uchimofo. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Coach Kutoni Beg. I come from Moscow Federation, Russia. So I'm from Ngodi Soch, Imunoch local government, Aga State, Biafra Land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Brodusha, I want to contribute some certain things happening on these mosques. So it's something I want to chip on this matter. So there is, in Moscow here, we have 15 people make our executives. And all these executives, many times, all of them are online, calling Radio Biafra, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour. But monthly dues, they cannot pay. 5 months monthly dues, one person will hold. 6 months monthly dues, all executives, nobody's contributed monthly dues. Please, we need to do something. Please help us. Any person who comes from this mosque, particular, first ask him, did you pay your monthly dues? If he say yes, you say, how many months did you hold?
Right. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
So, there is many people who are here. So, many, every time they will call in on this radio, talking one thing and the other, they cannot pay their monthly dues. 5 months, 6 months. And all are executive of Moscow, Russia Federation. So please help us. Any person who comes from this Moscow, just ask him, did you pay your monthly dues before he take his phone? Any of them who 5 months, 6 months. So this is what I want to contribute this.
Unbelievable. So what you are trying to say is that they don't pay monthly dues.
They don't pay their monthly dues.
Right?
Yeah, I am the PRO. I am the PRO of this mosque. So they don't pay their monthly dues. Five months, six months.
Yes, this is also something that has to be dealt with internally. And you have made your point here, and we are taking it on board.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, bye.
Next caller, can you hear me? They are not listening. They are not talking even. Can you hear me?
What's it, my friend?
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Good evening, sir. What's it, my friend?
Yes, good evening. I can hear you. Go ahead.
This is Mazi Chukwu Kadibia Ekuribe calling you from Iguata.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I tell me, Chukwu Kadibia, I bless you.
Bless you too.
Are you hearing me, sir?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I pray that Chukwu Kikabiyama will bless you, bless your family, bless your generation. You watch our pipeline unit, they are praying for you every day that no weapon that fighting against you will prosper. Our director, Nandekano, we are praying for him. We are praying for him. No evil power that will touch our leader, Nandekano. No evil power, no evil spirit that will touch our leader, Nandekano, because our leader, Nandekano, will take us to the promised land. Any man, any woman, any evil spirit, anywhere they are, they can never see our director, Nandekano. They can never see you, Maji Chemapo, being the deputy leader of Nandekano. The deputy leader of Biafra, the deputy leader of Radio Biafra. Any man, any woman that will open her mouth, say that you are not the deputy leader of Radio Biafra. Chukwu Kikabiyama, who there in heaven, will see that person. And he will give that person the punishment that is due for that person. Because our director, before he left to the hand of the zoo, he told us that anytime he wants to make his speech, after he said that he's the leader of Radio Biafra, he's the commander of Biafra, he is the only man that will take us to the promised land. The next person is Richard Mofo. Any man who will open his mouth and say that you are not the deputy leader of Radio Biafra. This hour, as I'm standing now, I remove my shoe. I stand on the ground. I'm praying that any man that will say that you are not the deputy leader, that you are not the next person to Ede Biafra, Adiama, we struck them down. I say, my days be long. Nobody will remove me from you until you and our director and the other people, other principal officers, will take us to the promised land. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. He said,
amen. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you. Caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Good evening, Marvin Mazimefo.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name's Mr. Okechukwu Chimamba Stephen Lemoha.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I am calling you from Mozambique. First of all, I want to thank you for the work that you have been doing for in the restoration of Biafra. I say more great to your elbow. More great to your elbows. You are trying too well. I want to talk an issue concerning the Mr. President of the Zoo called Nigeria. I want to call the attention of the press. I think even the president of the Nigeria cannot even read the national anthem and the pledge of that country very well. That means he's a very big illiterate, even in the midst of the people in the world, in the high commissioners or high people in the world, he cannot express himself very well. Now, there is no means he can rule a people, because I think that those people that he is ruling will be illiterate also. And there is no means somebody like our leader Nnamdi Kanu should be there in his in the prison of the zoo. Now, I want to talk another thing in the side of the governors, stupid governors that we have in the Biafra land. There is one history in the land of the animals. There is an animal that call also, and that is what those governors are. Because they are there. Our people has been killing, the government of the zoo has been killing our people in the Biafra land. And they are not saying anything. They are siding the side of the Mr. Muhammad Buhari. Now, it happens that in that land there was a fight, and they also leave the place that he was fighting, the people that he was fighting with, and the land to the other side, because they see that the war is too tough. Now, after the world have changed, they also decided to come back and join the people that they have been fighting together with. And those people also chased them away. That is what is going to happen to those governors in the eastern, in Biafra land. Because they will support the Nigerian government. Now they are silent, supporting the zoo government, Muhammad Buhari, and the killing our peoples. When the thing will turn around, they will still come back to Biafra land and say that they are going to do something or what. That is rubbish. Because there will be nowhere to be found. Nigeria will neglect, will deny them. They will come to Biafra land, and Biafra land will deny them. So I don't know where they're going to be. But in everything, I want to thank God for the wisdom that he has been given to you to lead us to our promised land. Biafra must come. Biafra must come in a very short time. So, thank you. Greetings to Biafrans all over the world, and good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Bimi Sani. I'm calling.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to talk about what happened on 30th of May, 2016. But I don't know how the thing will be. I want to say I would like to talk to you separately before I say anything on air.
Yes, so it is better you hold on. It's better you hold on. As you want to speak privately first, that's fine. What is the name again? What is your name again? Your first
name? My name is Dennis Sani. Dennis Sani. I'm
right.
From Ufo.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to speak with you later.
That's fine.
I want to greet my fellow Biafrans
all
over the world. My brother has one of us has failed what I want to say. The one that said that he removed his shoe, praying for those people that sabotage the effort or our effort on target. What happened that day? Oh my God! I don't think I will ever forget what happened on that day. Holy God. Of God in heaven, know what happened that very day. At the point of gone, oh God, my prayer to those people who sabotage the airport on that day, you know, whoever, whether inside that POP or outside, finally, it shall never be well with that person. The blood of the innocent Biafran massacred on that day, we continue to chase them wherever they go. The blood of innocent people killed on cold blood in my presence that very day. We never let them rest in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all I have to say for now. But I would like to speak with you later concerning what happened on that day. If you can give me the chance, I don't know how it will be.
Yes, you have to call back. Of course, this is a live broadcast. You have to call back. Back after the program or tomorrow morning, whichever one you choose.
Okay.
This is video.
So Almighty God continue to bless you. Forget about those people, the nincompoops who call themselves Biafran.
It's all right.
Biafran. They say they will say that they are a member of IPOB, this and that. They are in what we are doing. At the end of the day, they are stabbing somebody at the back. But all I know, don't listen to anybody. Just keep on doing what you are doing. Follow your heart. Don't listen to any nonsense people. God Almighty will continue to bless you in that place. They will find you. They will never see you. That's my prayer for you in the name of Jesus. So keep on.
He's saying you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Caller on the Skype, can you hear me? They are not talking also now. This is Radio Biafra Live. I needed an account of what is happening with respect to our FM radio stations and satellite platforms. If we are okay, then that's fine. But I suspect that something is still wrong there. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Okay, to God be the glory.
Good evening and welcome to the program.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you too. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from America, but before I would like to tell you, I can't introduce myself.
Right. No, your line is not very stable. Next caller on, can you hear me? Your line is obviously not okay. Next caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the
program. Good evening, my fellow Biafra. Good evening, my fellow Biafra lovers of freedom. My name remains Chimezie Ogbonnaya, and I'm calling from Equatorial Guinea, Malabo, Guinea Equatorial, Malabo to be precise. Yeah, I just want to use this medium to keep on appreciating you for the good work that you are doing for us, for the good work that you have been showing, for the determination that you have been showing in this our struggle. It's not easy. It's not easy, and I know that it's not easy. So keep on, as you always say.
We are in this together. You are doing your own as well. So I can only say keep it rolling. Go ahead.
Yes, I know. So I also want to pray for our leader, Mas Nnamdi Kanu. I know that he's at the enemy's camp. I know that they are. The all eyes is on him, but any bad eye that will be looking for our director will never see him in the name of Yahushua. Anybody that say that he will never succeed, will never succeed. Anybody that fights him will fight until he gets tired. He will never stop fighting. Anybody that wants him down will go down. Him and his generation will go down first. In the name of Yahushua, I pray. And I pray for you also. I know the battle is getting tougher and tougher every day, but we are as it's getting tougher as that, so that we getting closer and closer every day. So I keep warning you, my people all over the world, and also praying. People are too afraid to join this IPO. I don't know why, but when it's time to say rubbish, you will see them come out first and say that rubbish. But I just want to plead for everybody. If you are not going to serve what IPOB stands for, it's better you stand out. Do not sabotage what you are doing. Do not stand for the bad. Please, I'm using this medium to advise our people. They are good in talking rubbish, but they are not good in contributing to their knowledge. They are not good in saying anything. Whenever it's time of talking rubbish, you see them shouting, but time to contribute, you will not see any of them there. So I'm using this medium to tell them, if you are not for us, do not be against us, just for your own good. Because anybody, the blood of these innocent people will never go unpunished. They will never go unpunished. So my deputy director, I want to salute your courage. I want you to continue doing what you are doing for us. God will help you. And God will protect you, and God will protect your family, all IPOB, all over the world. God will strengthen them. In the name of Yahushua, I pray. Thank you. Let me stand out and give others a chance to speak. Thank you, and keep on keeping on. Thank you.
Unbelievable. I don't know what's going on. The microphone side of things is not also working effectively. Next caller on the phone can hear me. Thank you very much. The last caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes. Can you turn the radio off or move away from it? I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. I can hear you. You are listening to the radio. Don't listen to the radio. Okay, talk to me via the phone.
Okay. Good evening, Biafra. Everybody, well, my name is Chibi Kano. I'm calling you from Asano Biafra land. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Bye. Deputy Director, I thank you for everything that you are doing for us. Only God is the one that put you there. But to help us, I help our leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, who is in the enemy camp. We thank you and for every effort that you are putting, and all their friends all over the world. We thank all of them. But we pray that God Almighty, who brings this issue of Biafra, you make it to come true in the mighty name of Yahushua. I thank all the dear friends all over the world, all of them together, so that once you fight this thing, everything will come close. Once you fight, everything will come close. And we thank all the dear friends in the London, even those people in diaspora. And those people that are in the hospital, that God will heal them in the mighty name of Yahushua.
You say, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you talking to me, my sister?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good evening. Yeah. My name is Emmanuel Chibuzo Iwato. And I'm calling from Maputo. Maputo is the capital city of Mozambique. I'm from Biafra, Newe precisely. This night, I don't have much to say. I just have a few things to touch, and I will give way for others to talk. But before I do that, I will say to people who are advising our deputy director to keep on keeping on, it's like telling a child that you have to take your breakfast, because as we all know, I'm not just trying to say it for people to think that we are trying to praise our deputy director, or we are trying to do it is the chosen one, like as they said it in our movie, Biafra movie, they say this is the chosen one. So you do your own, he do his own, and we are there. So that's all. And but may God bless our deputy director anyway. And what I have to say tonight is, I want to talk to my people of United States of America, and I want to also talk to my people in United Kingdom. I'm not talking of Biafrans there. I'm talking of the indigenous, as in the whites over there. Look, why are you going ups and down looking for things, trying to do something for the whole world to know who you are? Why the opportunity is just there for you? Let me tell you something you don't know. This Biafran thing you are hearing of, anything that come in contact with Biafra is blessed. I repeat myself. Anything that come in contact with Biafran is blessed, is famous, is well known, is rich, is prosper, and that thing will live everlasting. Why do I say this? The reason why I say this is this. Although you are white, but you can do something, because Biafrans are not the kind of people that you will do something and they will just easily forget you. It's not possible. Take a look at the man that bent himself down because of the because of how Nigeria was killing Biafrans then. Do you think we have forgotten that man? No. A place will be built in his name. Not only that, and he will never... Look at, we just remembered him. Last time we celebrated our foreign heroes, which Nigerian government and the British government organized to kill our people again. We remembered him. You can see him all over the net. So why are you keeping quiet? You guys are well updated. You can do something. Why can't you wake up? Wake up and speak for these people. Wake up and speak for Biafran. This is the right thing to do. There is nothing on earth now that matters more than the issue of Biafran. So wake up wherever you are. being you heal, being you child, being you woman or man, being you prince or princess, being you king or queen, wake up wherever you are and speak for these people. Let your government hear your voice. Let the whole world know that you live. Let the whole world know that you stand for what is right. And when you stand by the side of the right thing, God will never forsake you. And the God that we worship, his name is Chukwuoke Kabiawa. That's when you come, you will know him. So you need to come, speak, and let the whole world hear your voice. That's my number one point. And secondly, I want to move to our politicians. That's a Biafran politicians who are not keeping quiet, doing all kind of things, giving excuses, speaking as the like. Mr. Uchemefo, I want to take this. I don't have to say this, but I will beg you to give me the opportunity to say it. You know,
then since you know you shouldn't have to say, you shouldn't say it. Why okay. Saying it?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, my deputy director. You're always
if
right.
If there is anything confidential, you have to keep in touch. You come not back off the air.
Okay, not that, but let me just throw it in just a bit. I live in Ghana. I lived there before I left the country. And if you go to Ghana, Ghana is not as rich as United States of America. No, Ghana, but there is so much peace. There is so much understanding and people respect the law because of what? It was because of what J.J. Rawlings did. And what is that? He cleared the cabals. They wiped them off their land. I will tell you somewhere 2005, there was a man who stood on an interview on television, I think TV3, to speak about what J.J. Rawlings did to his father. The man fell instantly and died. Why do I say this? I say this because of these so-called people that call themselves the elders of Biafra. I want them to know this. I can see some of them speaking with both sides of their mouths, like you with Mazi Uchemefo. I can see them on the internet speaking, trying to defend this native doctor. They say it's a Dr. Dozier. How do you call it? I don't even remember his name. I can see them defending him. So, Mazi Uchemefo, what I think and what I believe is these people, we will not just wait for our Chukwuoke Kabiama to clear them for us, because there is no way Chukwuoke Kabiama will come down from heaven to push up to this evil thing these people are planting. It's somebody that Chukwuoke Kabiama will use to do this. So, I want these people to know that they should not think that we don't know the right formula to follow. Yes, it's true that our director have begged us and our director have told us that they shall not kill. And when he said that, we asked him why. He said, thou says the Chukwuoke Kabiama, they shall not kill. But we have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to protect our property. We have the right to do the right thing. We have the right to do what matters. So, these people that call themselves the elder of indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, I want them to know, because maybe they are there thinking that we don't know what to do. Look, we can take you off this earth. and not by killing you, because we don't kill, but we will sell the truth that you people hate, and we will destroy you with the truth. So I want them to know that we are coming. And I'm speaking direct to this man that call himself Dr. Dozie Kedife. I'm speaking direct to him. We are coming. J. J. Lawrence did it in Ghana, and we will do it in Biafra land. Because when we cleared you people, Biafra land will be a better place to be. Because if this evil zoo called Nigeria did it, people like Obasanjo, people like Adanso Shomolo, people like Atiku Abubakar, people like Babangida Baina, they will not be living. If they are not there, Nigeria should have been a little better place to be. But the zoo is what it is because these people are there. In Ghana, in Efa, Nana Akufo-Addo, the fathers and all these people that are Konfunoches and Co, how do you call Yasantuas and others, they should go to Ghana and ask what happened to them. That's what is going to happen to this man called himself Dozie Ikedife, who I knew that he's close to the grave, but we will help him to send him to where he belongs. So thank you, my deputy director, for this a great opportunity. Once again, my name is Emmanuel Chibuze Watu, and I'm signing off from here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless. Thank you. Next caller. Next. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you turn the radio off, please, or move away from it? There is noise in the background there. You are not listening. You are listening to the radio. Unbelievable. This is a live broadcast. We'll be ending this program in no time. Very important. There are certain things we need to look into. Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? You have the radio on. Move away from it. Or
unbelievable.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Can you turn the radio? Next caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, deputy.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My name is Checking Heaven. I'm calling from Calabar. I'm from Abia State. Yeah, Calabar. Hello, sir.
Yes, hello. I can hear you. Go ahead.
I call to ask of progress. I'm tired of agitating and calling when there is no progress. I think this thing should be taken to the next level, whereby
I don't understand what you're saying.
Should form a strong force
what?
That will target both at it.
Are you hearing me? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calabar, Biafra land.
You are calling
from Calabar. Okay, Calabar,
right.
Biafra land.
Go ahead.
Cross River. Okay, what I'm trying to say is that our youth will come, or is there any way we can try to form a force, a formidable force, that can distort this zoo government, that can make this zoo government uncomfortable? Because I'm tired of peaceful protest. I don't like peaceful protest and don't want peaceful protest anymore. Since they cannot do it in a peaceful way and a referendum way, let's make it the forceful way. Thank you. I don't know if I should call back. Thank you.
You appear to know the best way forward. Then why don't you go that way?
That is it. I don't really know how to get there, because where I am, I don't have information. No IPOB family.
You are saying that we are not getting it right, and you appear to have a solution to it. And I'm saying, why don't you then go and do it? I mean, do whatever you want to do, as we are not getting it right.
Okay, maybe I should call back after after now,
It's not necessarily about calling back. It's about you implementing your plan, what you want. I mean, what you have said.
Yes,
you said
sir.
We are not getting it right.
I have the ideas, but the sponsor is the issue, sir.
Yeah, but you are
the
saying
backup
that,
is the issue.
You are saying because that what we are doing is not getting anywhere, it's not achieving result. And you appear to have a solution. So go ahead with the solution. You don't need any, you don't need any consultation here.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
I can hear you. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Chima. And I'm calling from Ugocha, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much.
Please, sir, I'm happy to get you this night. I'm praying that Fukuoka Gaviama should guide you and protect you in all you are doing for us. And I'm praying for our director also, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. God should protect him and guide him in Fukuoka Gaviama's name.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Sir, this night I want to contribute to the issue of Mazi Dozier Ikebife. That man should stop calling that man name in Radio Biafra. Because that man doesn't have any good thing to us. Because by the time you start calling his name, tomorrow he will ask what he don't want to ask. So please, sir, I'm working serious about him. Thank God, God should lead us and protect us in all our endeavors. Thank you, sir.
You say amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. The caller on Skype can hear me. Can you hear me?
Can hear you?
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Please. Deputy.
Go ahead, please.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Good evening from here.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you, Biafra?
Oh, hey, Biafra.
My name is Ogomebulam Obi. I'm calling from Colombia.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. My deputy, I greet you. I greet you with the name of Yahushua.
Ishe, and you too, go ahead.
I'm here. I've been hearing the radio. I've been hearing, listening to the radio, listening what is happening in my land, Biafra. But it's unfortunate is that I'm not around. I'm not down there anymore. But I pray one day I will be there. My brother that called last from Mozambique, I promise him something must be done in that land. When I'm hearing a word sabotage, it sounds somehow in my mind. And that is exactly the people I'm dealing with. Saboteurs. That is exactly the people I'm always making a friend with, because I know the way to deal with them. Wesha, it's not too long. It's not too long, sha. I pray one day. Others on Hanes and Daturo Rocha Sokorata is my brother. I'm from Imo State. I'm from Idato North local government. I'm from Boduku. Rocha is from Idato South. Oboko. I know him very well. But, Wesha, I don't have anything to say more. But I want to promise that my brother called from Mozambique. I have something on grand seals that I've been trying to do, but I have not completed. As I'm speaking with you, yeah, I'm speaking with you with all my mind. My mind is dirty on what I'm hearing that happening in my land. My deputy director, I promise you, you will hear a good news that will be a bad news that will be a good news to us. I promise you that. I'll be there. I promise you that it will happen. All those are Hanes and Dato. No one will answer Hanes and Ndibo again. No one. Everybody will be fearing to answer Hanes and Ndibo. Everybody will be fear to be answering Chief anymore. Right, sir? No two ways about it. My deputy, remain blessed. Amen, bless. But you go Kabiama, strengthen you. And my deputy director, Mazin Namdekalo, wherever it is now. Only God knows what that wonderful man is going through. He's a wonderful man. He's a wonderful man. I don't know that we can see any other people, somebody like him again. And we will not lose him. We will not lose him. I'm seeing the manifestation of that man. Since I'm hearing the radio, I'm not listening to any other thing again. It's just Radio Biafra. I'm listening. I don't have anything to say anymore. Thank you, my deputy director. Remain blessed. May Chukwu Kabiama strengthen you and guide you and your family. Good night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We will be ending this program at this particular point in time to attend to one or two things after a few more calls. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I am not sure what is going on here. I have no idea. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me? I'm not sure what's going on. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Unbelievable. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah.
You call on the phone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Hello? To the program.
Okay. My name is... Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Haga Ibe Ebulan. I'm calling from Russia.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, all Biafra all over the world. Good evening, all Biafra in G, Kona G. I want to announce what happened here in Iwacha 3 days ago. And I want to tell people so that they will know what Biafran was warning us some months ago concerning
these Hausa people are Biafra land, what they are selling. 3 days ago, at Igbocha here, in Umasi Junction, there was one Hausa guy who is selling garden eggs with a wheelbarrow. This guy used the remaining water he washed from his head, his feet, and his hand inside the bucket. He then poured the water back inside Ravelli's bottle. On the garden egg that he is selling to people. I want people in here to know that what Reverend Biafra has been saying is true, that these people are here with agenda, with decision of kingdoms. And this guy gave only reason that there was no water with him. That's why he did that. And it's possible that since there is no water with him, he can rest inside that revenue bottle and use it to spray on that garden egg. And our people will buy it without washing it, they'll eat it. So I want to tell our people, those that are buying both their carrots, garden egg, watermelon, even their so-called suya, to know what they are eating.
Not sure what is happening there. Next caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Uche, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good evening, Biafrans, friends and lovers of freedom. My name is Nkiru Kanistoran. I want to remember our people that tomorrow is Sabbath day, our prayers. And I want to thank our sister that called yesterday from U.S. But I would like more if you can come up with program like prayers and our people will pray, because not everybody that have opportunity to use the internet, especially in Biafra land. And I want to remember our people that let us not relent. We should be very focused and take this every Saturday midnight prayer very serious. It's working very well. It's long time I came on air to talk about this prayer, but I know that a lot of us are praying for sure. Everybody has his own way to pray, but please let's make it as serious now with midnight prayer, because it will help us a lot. And I want to thank our people in Igbocha, the Sabbath people. May God bless all of you. I want to thank our leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, the only leader of indigenous people of Biafra. We have no other leader but Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless you, Nnamdi Kanu. If you may permit me, I want to just touch a little in the news read. I want to just comment a little and I will not take much time. And the news, the other one, they said the Nigeria is sick nation, allow us to go in peace. Archbishop Obinna, this is exactly what I expect from more men of God and more bishops to be telling the world, because the nation will not work, we are not one and we will never be one. So this is what I expect all the bishops, all the pastors, other people to rise up and start speaking now, because this is only what will help all of us. And the other one, we rather die than to allow Oka as a new governor of Abia State. Actually, it's true that Okezie Gbazu have killed our people by helping his master, the pedophile Muhammad Buhari, to kill our people. But what I want to say is, let's think again, because I know that these evil people have come again, you know, to put somebody they will put so that they will bring more weapon in our battle, wage war in our land. Because the other weapon they brought, okay, see, Gbazu sees it, maybe he realizes his sense and start thinking well. So, and I don't see how a sitting governor, I think what is happening to all of them are spiritual, and they plan the killing of our people, and none of them will go unpunished. So I don't want to comment too much on this, but I know that they are there to kill because of politics, because his politics is a dirty game, and they are all there to make money. And Muhammad Buhari wants to put somebody that will try to make sure they Islamize our land. This is the truth. The other one is that there is a cable in Buhari government, says APC. And when you hear this news, you ask yourself, which cable are they talking? The truth is that the Boko Haram is ruling the country, and the Boko Haram is Muhammad Buhari. They are all there. They are the one ruling. So let everybody not be surprised. The cable you are seeing long time ago, the first day they inaugurate him, he's aware because he's the master. Both of them are the one ruling the country. So people should not be surprised. But the truth will still come out, and it's coming out little, little. So to stop causing Nigeria more problem and engage in a negotiation, say the Uche Sokudo tell the pedophile. What most of them don't understand that this man don't even care, you know. What is there to do to implement what Boko Haram put him there to do? And this Boko Haram we are talking is all the leaders in the north and the governors. They are the one. So people should not think what is happening is a different thing. They all know what is happening. The leaders in the north, the governors, even including the pedophile Muhammad Buhari himself. They are all there to do one thing, to grab the nation, to Islamize, to grab land, and to subdue everybody. That is the reason why this pedophile is in power today. The other one is, we rebuild Niger Delta, says the pedophile. When we are still talking that the Ogoni cleanup is a scam, this man came up with another scam. You will rebuild Niger Delta. When you were the head of dictator, head of state in 1983 to 85, you did not rebuild. It's now that you add more hatred that you will rebuild, you know. And the Ogoni cleanup they are talking about is a scam. So nobody should be deceived. All what they are talking is to know how, because things are not working the way they want it. Everything is changing, you know. Because Radio Biafran is there, that is their headache. The whole world, they are telling the whole world what these people are doing, how they want to Islamize us, how they are killing our people, how they want to take what belongs to us. If not, that is why I said today, I'm telling all Biafran that when you go to sleep, thank God of Radio Biafran, thank God for Nandekan, because you don't know what it did for us. If not, by now, we would have been counting that millions have died and the Obama is not there to talk because he's in support. David Cameron is not there to talk because they're in support. This is what they wanted. But thank God that this radio is exposing every evil they have against our people. And they will not succeed, we they know. So nobody should be deceived in our land, though. He is not going to rebuild anything. All are scam. Continue your job as you are doing it. Dubai assets, Buhari brutalized corruption. That is a winch. Buhari corruption is a winch hot. We all know that. As said the NSP, NCP, we all know that is a winch hot, because if you check brutalized salary, for Christ's sake, I'm sure that even in 20 or 15 years, he will not save that money to buy property in Dubai. Because they are all corrupt, and Buhari will not prove brutalized, because they are all Boko Haram. They are working together. That is why they are killing Biafrans. So there is nothing will make Buhari to prove brutalized. It will not happen. Rather, he will find a way to cover it up as if covering his wife and the bottle scandal and passport up now. That is the truth. Buhari restructure Nigeria and stop fighting Niger Delta OPC. Say, please, Yoruba, I'm begging you people to start agitating for your freedom. OPC, Gani Adams, you people should start agitating for your freedom. There is nobody calling Nigeria. Restructuring Nigeria, is it to talk who we want to belong or who don't want to belong, or to still force people to restructure what they don't want to restructure? That is what I'm asking. Yoruba, please face your own problem and try to agitate for your own freedom. It's important. You people, time of sabotage have gone. It will not work for you people again like as it worked before. This time is really different. Please, Yoruba people, reason. Reason. Forget about calling this zoo Nigeria. There's nobody called Nigeria. Save your own brother, Fanny Kayode. You people have stopped talking about this innocent man. Start talking about him to be released. Start being two-faced. Every time you people will be trying to join House of Fulani to betray Biafran. You people will never change. Try to agitate for your own freedom, Yoruba. Reason. Think. Buhari bodyguard is a Boko Haram member. Even Buhari himself is a Boko Haram member. Everybody working with Buhari in that way. Check his appointment, but I don't want to talk about it now because I will say it another day. Check all his appointments. They are all Boko Haram. Buhari himself is a Boko Haram. The bodyguard is a Boko Haram. So there's nothing different, you know, nothing. And there's a breaking news, you know, but it's today, Wenger carry it. Chiboy guest parents want case closed, say funeral rites already performed. You see, they are looking for a way to close this Chiboy scam case long time ago. Now they don't know how to come about it again. They don't know what to tell the world again. They don't know what to say again. Now the latest news is Chiboy guest parents want case closed. Say funeral rites already performed. The world needs to ask questions. Vanguard is the one that carried this news. The world needs to ask questions because when Radio Biafra, our leader, was talking that there is no Chiboy guest, that they are all scam. People are thinking it's a propaganda, but thank God the truths are coming out. So the world should stand up for the truth. And I want to remind David Cameron that Nnamdi Kanu is still in the zoo prison. And he should do fast to release our leader because he's done nothing. And I want to thank all Biafran. Please pray hard every Saturday. We should not forget our project. Take all their this thing, burn it. It's working. They will all suffer. We are waiting for them because we know the God we are serving. And I thank all our people in Biafra land. Please remain resolute. Let nobody deceive you. We will get our promised land. Freedom is not given, but it's taken. And it's not easy. It's not something you will take like a cake. No, you have to fight for your freedom to take it. But thank God we are there and we will get there. And please, our people should please, if you don't have a Twitter account, go and register Twitter. Please engage every time you tweet. Even if you are going on the road, you can tweet with your phone. Even if you are doing anything, you are doing it. You can put your phone by the side and be tweeting, even if you are eating. Because we must make everything sure that the whole world come without delay. Because we can't wait anymore. Pedophile Muhammad Buhari, release our leader. Release all our people you are holding. All these governors, release our people you are holding. Our Avengers, we are putting all of you in prayer. Remain resolute. Zoo should crumble because they have no other choice, but they allow us to go. That is it. Uche Mofo, thank you so much, and may God bless you. Good night, and God bless. Bye.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not talking. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is where we'll be ending this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We continue to ask Him to continue to envelop our leader Nnamdi Kanu with our protection, with our blessings, and fight against every enemy plotting against Him. Grant Him total victory, grant us liberation, that the land of Biafra will be liberated indeed, and in the end, your name will be glorified in our lives. For me, from here, this is Sincere Number 4. And this particular appointment in time, sign off. Thank you very much. Good night, and God bless. United Nations, Nigeria, seek it now.
news. Some stupid Igbo leaders who has been bribed by Hausa Fulani are not helping matters. Had it been that all the governors in Biafra land and South-South cum religious leaders came together and said no to the federal government, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu would not have been there till now. Even some priests who love money more than the God they are serving are not helping matters. Nigeria is a kidnapper there. Dear friends, all these fake priests and pastors in Nigeria calling Biafra protest evil, you must hold them responsible. If anything happens to Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, they will be held responsible. You remember that in the days of Elijah, there were false prophets under King Ahab, worshipping idol with Jezebel. When God decided to settle the land, Elijah did not leave them at last. He told the children of Israel to gather all those 450 prophets of Baal, and they were all killed in order to wipe people away from the land. Let all the prophets of Baal in Biafra land beware and repent before it is too late. That kind of ministry that will make me to betray my people and hand this land over to Islam, may God never give it to me. I pray so in the mighty name of Yahweh Yeshua.
Say, United Nation, Nigeria is a kidnapper, say kidnapper,
say no.
Nigeria is a kidnapper, say
kidnapper,
United Nation, Nigeria is a kidnapper, say
kidnapper.
Buhari is the SS, their work is to kidnap and kidnap. United Nation, Nigeria is a kidnapper, say
country where business
Christ. I want to assure you that the more you kill them, the more they come. There are millions of Nandekanos. The more you jail them, the more they come. The only thing that can solve the problem is Biafra. Allow Biafrans to go, and we shall leave you alone. I could remember when Buhari said that he will soak baboons and monkeys in blood. Jonathan decided to concede defeat in order for peace to reign. Buhari, it is your turn. Allow Biafrans to go. That is the only way you and the North and the Yorubas will have your own peace.
United Nation, Nigeria is a kidnapper.
Victory.